The sensation of falling upwards first came to Richard Holmes as a 4-year-old child when a helium balloon tied to his shirt pulled him skyward at a village fete. This vertiginous feeling captures the essence of all balloon stories, a mixture of fact, fantasy, and extraordinary courage facing potential disaster. Balloons naturally attract stories, functioning as inherent 3-act dramas: the launch, plans and hopes; the flight, visions and discoveries; and the landing, triumph, disaster, or sometimes farce. They offer remarkable perspectives that reveal our shared living world while providing an existential heart lift difficult to describe but profound to experience. Consider Father Adelier Antonio De Carli, who in 2008 ascended 19,000 feet suspended beneath 1,000 multicolored helium balloons. Despite his thermal suit, GPS system, and satellite phone, he was carried out to sea. 3 months later, his partial remains were found floating 60 miles off the Brazilian coast, still attached to his buoyancy chair. Such is the paradox of ballooning: beautiful yet ephemeral, powerful yet fragile, offering a provocative mix of tranquility and peril, control and helplessness. They offer remarkable perspectives that reveal our shared living world while providing an existential heart lift difficult to describe but profound to experience. When Dr. Alexander Charles made the first hydrogen balloon flight in 1783, he experienced profound metaphysical freedom. Rising to 10,000 feet above Paris before 500,000 spectators, he witnessed a second sunset and described his euphoria. "Nothing will ever quite equal that moment of total hilarity that filled my whole body at the moment of takeoff. I felt we were flying away from the earth and all its troubles forever." Benjamin Franklin, when asked about balloons' usefulness, simply replied, "What's the use of a newborn baby?" Thomas Baldwin's 1785 Aeropedia captured flight's existential dimension with the first aerial drawings showing Earth like a colored map, a perspective that would culminate in Apollo 8's famous Earthrise photograph, fulfilling the balloon pioneer's dream of seeing our planet from above. The military quickly recognized ballooning's potential despite Benjamin Franklin's early warnings. The French Corps d'Arrosteurs, formed in 1794, proved its worth when Captain Charles Coutel's aerial reconnaissance helped secure victories at Fleurus and Liège. Balloons also served as psychological weapons, creating constant anxiety among enemy troops who felt perpetually observed. Sophie Blanchard became France's most renowned balloonist. Though terrified of crowds and noise on the ground, she was fearless in the air, famous for spectacular night ascents with elaborate fireworks. Her career ended tragically on July 6, 1819, when her hydrogen balloon caught fire at 500 feet. Though surviving the initial crash onto a rooftop, she became entangled in the rigging and fell to her death after briefly hanging from a parapet. By the late 1820s, ballooning transformed into a recreational pursuit, more whimsical than practical. As railways dominated reliable transportation, commercial ballooning flourished with larger aerostats carrying paying passengers, aided by the discovery that cheap coal gas could replace costly hydrogen. Charles Green, 1785 to 1870, Britain's leading balloonist with 526 successful ascents, commanded the Royal Vauxhall balloon. Built in 1836, the 80-foot craft bore the Latin motto, "Caelum certe patet, ibimus illi," surely the sky lies open, let us go that way. In November 1836, Green led a historic overnight continental flight with MP Robert Holland and musician Monck Mason. Near midnight over Liège, they witnessed an industrial vision: foundries casting an eerie glow around the ancient city center, foreshadowing an industrial future. Edgar Allan Poe's The Unparalleled Adventure of One Hand's Fall, 1835, pioneered science fiction through a lunar balloon voyage. The protagonist watches Earth shrink to a curved globe of blue oceans and white poles, while cities fade to nothing, blending scientific detail with metaphysical horror. Henry Mayhew's 1852 A Balloon Flight Over London defined aeronautical journalism. After chronicling London's poor, he sought an angel's view of the city, capturing the profound experience of seeing the metropolis in miniature from above. Charles Dickens, though intrigued by ballooning, never flew himself. He viewed balloon launches as exploitative entertainment, drawing parallels to public executions, reflecting Victorian society's ambivalence toward this revolutionary technology. In 1862, meteorologist James Glaisher was appointed by the British Association for the Advancement of Science to conduct atmospheric research via balloon ascents. Though an unlikely adventurer, a large, reserved family man from South London, Glaisher developed a thorough 13-point research program studying magnetic fields, solar spectrum, dew point, and atmospheric conditions. Glaisher and aeronaut Henry Coxwell's landmark ascent occurred from Wolverhampton on September 5, 1862. At 20,000 feet, where breathing becomes labored and the sky darkens, both men suffered severe oxygen deprivation. Glaisher lost consciousness, while Coxwell, his hands frozen black, caught the tangled valve line in his teeth to initiate their descent. Their maximum altitude of 35,000 to 37,000 feet set a record lasting through the 19th century. More significantly, their data transformed our understanding of atmospheric composition, temperature gradients, and humidity levels, establishing foundations for modern meteorology. Swedish engineer Salomon Andre attempted to reach the North Pole by balloon in 1897, despite having only 40 hours of flying experience. He gained support from polar scientist A.E. Nordenskjöld and patrons like Alfred Nobel, proposing technological solutions for every challenge, from sailing rigs to ice-repellent fabrics. Accompanied by Dr. Nils Ekholm and physicist Nils Strindberg, Andre's Eagle launched on July 11, 1897. Within minutes, the balloon dropped from 800 to 65 feet, never rising above 300 feet again. At this low altitude, the seemingly smooth ice revealed its true nature, a treacherous landscape of 20-foot humps. After less than 65 hours, they landed on a remote ice floe over 400 miles short of the pole. The expedition's fate remained unknown until 1930, when a Norwegian whaling ship discovered their campsite. Investigators found Andre and Frankel's remains beneath a rock shelf, while Strindberg had been buried nearby. His companions had preserved his personal effects, including letters to his fiancée Anna and her gold locket, before succumbing to the Arctic wilderness. Though Andre's expedition ended tragically, it marked a pivotal moment in humanity's quest for flight. Between 1780 and 1900, through extraordinary courage, the concept of manned flight was established. As Félix Nadar declared, le droit au vol, the right to fly, had been claimed. Modern balloons serve science through weather monitoring, archaeological surveying, military operations, and environmental studies. The quest for records continues, from Auguste Piccard's 1932 ascent to 53,149 feet, to Felix Baumgartner's 2012 stratospheric jump, and various transoceanic flights. What captivates us about ballooning is the idea of upward possibility. When we see these silent visitors overhead, we connect with humanity's oldest dream, to break free from earthly constraints and view our world anew. In our age of climate crisis, this perspective remains vital, seeing our planet as balloonists do, as a single, fragile system whose beauty emerges only when we dare to rise above the everyday.